Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Ayin Ches. Begin the Amud Aleph. Begin the Tzeis D'Maaseh Tzeis. Begins the words of the Gemara. Shekin Kleichelin LeYared, because that's what they do in application for Yared. Which Tzeis comes to explain. He's like, what is this Yared? Which is some type of an eye disease. So Tzeis says, Einir L'Ri L'Farish. It does not seem appropriate to the Ri to explain the way Rashi does. Daim Tavlu, which this is some type of a cataract, because the Sefta Ketani. And the sefta is brought actually in this exact halacha, shekoichlim lechaver. The girsa of the tesefta is that we're talking about something called chaver. B'chayres chashem tevala lechaver. The Gemara B'chayres of the Mechasim Abayz, when it talks about the different blemishes of an animal, it mentions those as two different things. Amut tevala lav haim lechaver. Whatever it is, it's definitely not going to be tevala, because if chaver is this yard, it's obviously not Taval, so therefore the reader does not like the interpretation of Rashi. Next text, the master begins the words of the Gemara, Dam, Chomine, Mashkem, Revius. Blood and all types of liquids, all types of beverages, they're going to be a Revius. Which Taisis actually verifies the Girsa that we're saying that all liquids are Revius. Taisis brings it, but Taisafta, they don't have the Girsa of Chomine, Mashkem. Garus, the Girsa is Visharmine, Mashkem, all other types of liquids. And the significance of that is, Taisis of Chainer, seems like that's the correct Girsa. The Chomine, Mashkem, and Revius, not all types of liquids are Revius, because the yayin, wine, b'shemen, the oil, b'dvash, and honey, and mayim, and water, shiurin, and dam, and b'snitin. There they have different specific measurements, as we say in the Mishnah, and therefore, it must be that it means Sharmine, Mashkem. Next, Taisis of Mashkem begins the words of the Gemara, Otu Matsnia, La, Paitsihu, isn't the one who's concealing considered, the one who's taking it out, which Taisis verifies the question and the answer of the Gemara. But as the Gemara is discussing regarding, we had a discussion, the Braisa, the liability for carrying out on Shabbos. So, another the Braisa qualified in general, which is a general machlekes, regarding the Shiurim, that the Tanakhama says it's by Maitzi, there's one who's carrying it out. But by Matzniya, if he concealed it, if he stored it, then it's going to be hiding in the Kalshim. So the Gemara asked this question that Taisa Dermas is going on, what do you mean? The one who's storing, isn't that the one who's carrying it out? Now, simple understanding the Gemara is coming to ask is that the wording sounds like as if he's liable just for storing away. Most definitely, you're not liable for just storing away. He's also a mighty. So why are you calling him a matnia when he's also a mighty? Now the Gemara answers, no, we're actually talking about a distinct case. About a student that his master, his Rebbe, his teacher told him, clear out the space over here for me. And it depends if the master, if the teacher had specifically concealed it, even if it does not have a share, the student's going to be liable because the Rebbe was matzniyed, and therefore that gives its significance to every single person. And this halacha of storing it away, even though it's less than the normal shear, so that there's going to be a liability, even for the one who didn't store it away, that's the opinion of Shimon the Lazar. But the Chum disagree, and they hold that no, a person cannot become liable for someone else's story. So it comes out that this interpretation of it will be discussing like the opinion of Shimon Lazar. And that's what Taisa brings. Pishma Kuntras Rashi explains that the truth is the Gemara could have answered that Hachma Yiskin, what are we talking about here to answer the Gemara's question? The one who stored away, he's the one that took it out. And that would still be the differentiation of what we're coming to say. Meaning, generally, when you just carry it out without any storing, so it's going to be the shear that we mentioned. But then, if you went and you stored it even less than that, so you're Michaim, and that could be the person himself, and that would answer the question. So why do we have to say that it's someone, even if someone else who didn't store it away is going to be liable? Ella rather says, Rashi, denichle lishnuye, the Gemara preferred to answer, bishalohi tziyoi, hametznia atzwe, that the one who stored away is not the one that took it away. Rather, like we said, the student from the teacher, from the asik ribishim lazim, because since the Braisa is anyway ribishim lazim, and the reason for that is because the beginning of the Braisa brought the opinion of ribishim lazim. So it seemed that the Sefer, when it's talking about Bamed Ramurim, Bamaitse, Matsin Koshukhav, is also Rishim Elazim. Then the Gemara answered according to his opinion, which is even the bigger Chiddush, even someone else who didn't store it away, is also Gemichav. But that being Taiz of Akash is difficult. Because the Menon Tazi Kibishim Elazim, where do you see that the Sefer, the Bride is going like Kibishim Elazim? I'll drop it to the contrary, says Taiz, Kibishim Elil Asya, although their names begin both with Rishim, we're talking about two different Rishimans. Rishim Elil actually would be more logical to say, because the Ma'il of Saif. The end of the Bride, so who do we actually quote? We actually quote Rishim Ben Gamliel, which that's brought in his dispute with the Tanakhama. So therefore, it actually would make more sense to be like Rishim Galil, not Rishim Galil. Void more of what Taisa says, that my knocked betalmud shamali rabbi, based on rational interpretation, that it's Rishim Galil, that you could be chayv even with someone else's storing. So why is it specifically then quoted as saying that it's a student that his teacher told him? A fellow of the Malmanami, even any person that stored away, someone else would be liable for, not just a teacher. And Tosfos b'Teichik Leim, it's pushing it to say that Reb Shimon's halacha that he said you can be liable for someone else's thought process of storing it away is elam tamid b'machshav d'shalom. It's only a student because he's somewhat connected to the thought process of his teacher. We don't find that. We find that it's general. He says for any person to be liable for someone else's machshav. So kach near doch b'rishas. The Gemara gives a different interpretation. He says this is when the Gemara says the Gemara's question. Atumat sneila maitzi, who isn't the one who stores it a maitzi? So he says a different interpretation. The Gemara's question is like this. The medeloi katani, from the fact that the words are not, avul hametznia b'kalshu, but the one who stores it be liable for even a minute amount, to have a mash, what that wording would have sounded like, the matznia, hu hametzi, that the one who's storing it is the one who took it out. Because the Dak Lel, actually, as the Gemara originally brought such an inference, when we said in our Mishnah, in the chayu lametznia, that only one who stores it is going to be liable, that the Gemara said, masnit leke b'shem laza. Obviously, Mishnah not like b'shem laza, because the word hametznia sounds like only the one who stored it. But b'shem laza holds even someone else who didn't store it for less is going to be chayu. Ella, rather, katani is what is the words of the Braisa, not hamatzniyai, but rather bimatzniyai. It's talking about with someone who stored it away. Ah, mashma, that sounds like a fella achar hitzniyai, even if someone else stored it away, but at least someone stored it. A chayiv hamaitzi, the one who takes it as me liable. That's the Gemara's question. Atu matzniyai lav maitzu, what are you, is that really so? That the one who's storing it out is not carrying it out? Because that's what you're trying to say by saying the words bimatzniyai and not hamatzniyai, sounds like you're saying even someone else. That is actually the Gemara's question, actually not like Rashi. The Gemara is actually coming to ask on that. The Hashom Tana, Loi Mechayev, there is no Tana that holds you can be liable. Elim Kein Haitziyam, it's near only if the one who stored away is the one who carries it out. The only one who does say that is Elim Shem Elos Levada is only him. And the Masnina called Golda Masnina, we find that the Mishnah, early enough here, Ayman Bey says, Duloi Kama Sein Alekim, and if it's logical not to say like him. The Gemara's actually question is actually questioning that point, which according to Rashi, the Gemara's answer. According to Tosfos, that's Gemara's actual question. Mashan, that's the Gemara answers, but Tama Shavali Rabbi. No, we're talking about specifically, and this answers that other question, of the student that his teacher told him. Ah, so he's doing what his teacher had stored away. That's not only B'Shem Elazar, that's everyone would agree to. Shatamet Oysa Hakol, that's right, because the student is very much enmeshed with his teacher. He does whatever his teacher tells him. And therefore, if his teacher made it significant by storing it away, the student is going to be liable for carrying that out. So he's brought that Rashi explained the Gemara's question, Otamatsniya lav maitzihu. Simple, like a literal. That is like, what do you mean? How could you say b'matsniya? Sounds like that the liability is for storing it away, as if he didn't take it out. No, what do you mean? The liability is on the carrying. Why are you calling matsniya, not a maitzi? That the Gemara answers that it's talking about someone else who carries it out. And it's going like Rav Shimon Lazar, that the one who carries it out is going to be liable even in such a situation. And based on that, if it says Talmud v'Rav, yeah, it's not precise. It means any person being liable for someone else. But Taisa explains, no, the Gemara's question is the diak of bimatznia, where that sounds like Reb Shimon Lazar, and that's the Gemara's asking, how can you make a stam brice like Reb Shimon Lazar, the halacha does not follow like him? And the Gemara says, no, it's a Talmud Rab. In that situation, everyone would agree that the student would be liable for the storing away of the teacher. Turn next Taisa, the master begins the words of the Gemara, sheifchen lemaychazu, what is wastewater fit for? So Taisa can explain, actually, that this question, as we see from also the flow of the Gemara, is only asking on the brice and not on the Mishnah. That is the Braisa, we learned that Chama Grida B'Shimon, that if someone carries out wastewater, the Shir Revi is going to be liable. So they must wastewater, what's it fit for? Why Yechayiv? I is not fit for anything. So that Taisa says, Davka Braisa Gaboy. The Gemara's question was all on the Braisa. The Braisa said this halacha, and the Gemara asks on it. And it doesn't say the question on, although the Mishnah says the same halacha, it doesn't ask it on the Mishnah. Timash Lakama took to the Gemara later on of Ayin Tesim and Av, where it sounds like from the Amma, the Gemara says, I vahatid. How can you say the share of the wastewater's revi is regarding clay, which, in other words, how can you tell me that the clay is, there's this contradiction regarding is it a pikur or is it more than that? But the Gemara says, I clay, the mekmei de legavle, the amount of water that you need before you need it, tana we learned in the brisa, which these are the words the brisa is quoting, that the Chacham agree, Reb Shimon, when you take out wastewater that the share is going to be a revi, which is more than the pikur. Navin, but we ask, wait a second, what do you mean, what is the utility of wastewater that should be a share of his? And that's to say, oh, it's to make clay out of it, and that was the Gemara's contradiction regarding how much clay is considered significant. But one thing says, Taisa Mashma, it sounds like we're not Gemara de Masnitin, that regarding the halacha of the Mishnah, that doesn't talk about making the clay, that even so, Asi Shaper, that still is going to work out, it's not difficult, what Shreifel Maichazi. But that's a difficulty. What's the utility? Why do we understand it? Why are we not asking on the Mishnah? Shevchel Maichazu. So that's the time of the other. It seems to the reader, the time and the reason is because the Shevchel Masnitin In the halacha of the Mishnah, when it talks about wastewater, you could say wastewater is useful for many different things. You can wash our cups, you can wash our bowls. Let me see cooler high. Wastewater is not so disgusting because it was already used once. And the only thing is, it's not fit for drinking, and therefore you can't use it for the normal things. Over here in the Braisa, there's two cases that's mentioned over here. Blood and other liquids, and it says wastewater. Oh, so it's comparing it to blood, the Meisei Tumah, which is very disgusting. Such wastewater, which is very disgusting, that was saying, what utility does it have to be chayim? That's what we're saying, that's fit to go ahead and make it with clay, and therefore the question was only asked, again, on the Braisa, not on the luck of the mission.